Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a third of taxi drivers feel unsafe while working. That's according to a new Freenow report released today. Danny O'Gorman is General Manager at Freenow Ireland. He joins us. Danny, a third of drivers feeling unsafe, 31%. What is driving these fears, do you think?
Yeah, and I think there's even a worse figure, that two-thirds of drivers have actually finished a shift early because of those safety fears.
Yeah, that is extraordinary.
It's extraordinary. Like 2 out of 3 people in the workplace having to leave early because they feel unsafe in their job. And it's been rising over the last few years. So antisocial behaviour, discrimination, racism in the taxi. And you're in a very vulnerable position in a taxi as well. You're in very close quarters.
You are a sitting duck, aren't you?
Exactly, yeah. So the last programme for government had a mandate to introduce more transport police, so guards on the Lewis and trains and buses. That's not necessarily possible in a taxi. So we're calling for a Garda helpline to support drivers. But I think what also is a key thing here is there's no data on how big an issue this is. We don't collect data on how many incidents happen in a taxi. That needs to change. This issue is quite widespread and we're seeing more and more drivers not wanting to drive late at night.
A Garda helpline, how would that help?
So at the moment, taxi driver, if an incident happens in the car, they have to phone 999. Quite often, that's not routed in the right way. They don't get the response they need. If they had a dedicated national line that was set up to support the taxi drivers, they'd be greeted with better response times, give them more trust. And also, it's just a bit of backing as well.
Yeah, I wonder as well, there might be reluctance if something has happened and the incident is over. There might be reluctance to ring 999. People might be saying, oh, look, I don't want to be involved in the emergency services here. But if you had a way of reporting that something had happened, you might be more willing to do that.
Exactly, exactly. That reporting element will then make it a bigger issue because at the moment, we kind of are only scratching the surface. This is Freenow data. It's not national level data.
So two-thirds of drivers going home early because of an incident that has happened. Is it making drivers reassess the times that they work, and particularly nighttime working?
Absolutely. So last year, there was a fare increase last December. So we're coming up on a year since then. The time slot that was increased the most was between midnight and 4 a.m. after Friday and Saturday night to try and encourage people back out onto the roads. And that time slot since has seen the least increase in drivers driving. So at Freenow, we have 15% more drivers now than we did last year. The increase between midnight and 4 a.m. is the smallest, even though the fare increased the most. So it's clearly not a money issue. It's a safety issue.
Okay. So, I mean, even if people, I mean, you couldn't but be sympathetic for those drivers who have to leave early. But even if you were even overlooking that, if you wanted for a second, it's actually going to impact on customers.
Absolutely. So, you know, we hear a narrative around there not being enough taxis. This report doesn't kind of go down that route. We think on a general sense, there's enough taxis. There are pinch points. So we talk about late nights. So staggering opening hours of pubs would be something sensible. More late night transport options home. Rural supply is also an issue. So people, taxi drivers, to make a good income, gravitate towards the cities and leave small towns and rural areas a little bit less supplied. So there are issues there. But, you know, getting more taxi drivers for those late night shifts is fundamentally a safety issue.
Okay. Danny O'Gorman, General Manager at Freenow Ireland. Thank you for coming into News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.